Hi, Victor.
I'm calling because my Halloween songs have not been doing anything.
Well, that's a shock.
Well,
I thought for sure by now you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, I thought so too. As an example, on my Facebook page, I took a movie of it's a blank movie with a little camera pointed down on a desk, and I recorded the melody from my hard drive of something I call Babble Dabble. And its charm is that the lyric is just the words Babble Dabble over and over again.
Actually, for people who don't believe that, could you sing some of it? I know that in the past you've sung this on the air, and I'm always so entertained by this song. Since it is late October, could you sing a little bit of that for the people right now?
I would sing a few bars, but I want to play it out of my hard drive.
First sing it, though, because I think it's a shock the first time people hear
it. Well, the melody is great, so I'll play the melody, and then I'll sing a couple of bars, all right?
All right.
I'll play it. It's loading. Babble, dabble, babble, dabble, babble, dabble. Babble, dabble, babble, dabble, babble, dabble, babble, dabble, babble, dabble. That's the way it goes. Now I'm going to play it.
And for people who are thinking, well, surely it doesn't go that way for the entire song. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. The lyric does, but the melody is worth it. It's like a jazzy whale or something. You know, jazz.
Oh, very much like jazz. Very, very jazzy.
Well, you could do it on a kazoo, you know. But instead of a kazoo,
That's the measure of a good song, if you can do it on a kazoo.
Well, the melody's good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play it, and it won't play.
That's a shock, too.
Just a minute. I got the thing.
Yeah. Babble, dabble, babble, dabble. Babble, dabble, babble, dabble, babble, dabble. Scares the hell out of kids, I bet.
Well, anyway, the melody's great, and nobody's going there. And
you're not selling any on iTunes?
Yeah, no, I'm not.
Huh.
I've got it on YouTube. And
well, they don't sell it on YouTube. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm saying I'm giving it away free, and then if they want a better fidelity, they go to iTunes.
Maybe everybody's taking it for free, what with these tough economic times.
It's worth paying for because of the better thing. But not only that, that's one of six songs, Halloween song. And Francis, weary, weary witches, ere you rest or take your fright. One starts like that. Then a counter melody goes, do you want to watch a gruesome getcha gotcha? You combine those into a duet.
And boy, you got Halloween magic when you do that.
Well, yeah, but it's difficult. You have to practice it. If they were to go to iTunes now and get these songs.
Well, wait a minute. Practice it. You mean you want the people to sing it in their homes?
This is a tutorial, not a performance song.
Dear God. That's why it isn't selling.
I'm trying to teach them these songs so they can sing them at parties and things.
You know, the Beatles, when they put out their songs, they never put out a tutorial. They never said, here, we're going to show you how to sing this one at home. Get the family together. Ready? A one, a two, a... When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide.
Well, I'm going to do that, but first of all, I'm trying to teach the people. I want to make some money to support my effort for the performance versions. In other words, I can always do those.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is stopping you from becoming the millionaire you were sure you would be by this time in your life?
Right. That's the reason I came to Minneapolis. I wanted a nice place to live when I got rich.
See? And you're in a low-rent high-rise right now, aren't you?
I'm in a high rise. Yes.
I've been there. It's it's kind of for people who are on food stamps.
Well, yeah, but not. I'm rather poor. Put it that way.
I know, and I'm asking you, what did you think? How did you think it was going to go?
First of all, I've given I've got sheet music and this and that, and I took it to Anoka last year, talked to the city people there who control things at Halloween. And they weren't really interested in promoting it. They didn't say you can't do it. They just say, well, we're not going to bother with that. The reason is Halloween has changed. And now it's past they want them in a party.
Well, it sounds like a party is an ideal place for a bunch of youngsters to gather around and sing Babble Dabble, Babble Dabble.
Well, it would be, and that is one possibility.
Because I'll tell you, you rarely can get kids singing when they're going door-to-door getting candy.
Well, learn this stuff, well, no, they'll do that on the street. One kid knows one song, Halloween. Another kid knows the counter melody, Halloween 2.
So maybe one's on one side of the street, the other's singing the counter melody on the other side?
That's right. That's the way I gave them away. In Omaha, I gave a whole bunch of music, sheet music away, and recordings. And
did it take off in Omaha?
Huh?
Was it big in Omaha? Did it take off?
Well, when I got there, I saw a nice middle-class neighborhood with a lot of pumpkins on the porches a couple of weeks before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
So I distributed the songs free to these people on their porches and mailboxes and things.
Attaboy.
So I come back a week later, and
yep,
all the pumpkins are gone, and people have Christmas crutches up.
What the hell?
Yeah, well, Halloween isn't appreciated by a lot of people.
Apparently not.
Well, yeah, it shocked me, too, but I've run into that before, like down in Circleville, Ohio, the pumpkin capital.
What happened there, Vic?
Well, those people want pumpkin pies, not Halloween.
Oh.
And then I took it to Salem.
Uh-huh. Wait a minute. It must have worked there. That's the witch capital.
No. They were outraged that I would write about a song about witches who were burned at the stake. What a horrible thought. I was in.
Do you know that song? Could you sing that about the witches being burned?
No, I didn't write about the witches being burned. Oh. That's what they disagreed with.
Oh.
The witch lyric that I've got is called The Awful Truth. It goes... weary, 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 whoo. Dump a sassy pumpkin in the stew. Grinning goes a grimming in the goo. Never, never, never weary, never, never weary. And the babble dabbling we do can't be done by something such as you. You are just a figment in the foo. Pity, patty, potty creatures, pumpkins are their teachers. Spider on a spoon to the moon, say darken. Dump it, hum a tune that a troon may hearken. And it goes on like that.
Boy,
I don't want to sing
I'd like
that.
To have you, and I'd pay you, dressed up in my front yard. I'd pick the outfit, and you just would have to do just what you're doing here tonight, singing these things. And if you would just do that, even get a small amplifier. Maybe I'd have you in that. You know that sick guy they just arrested today in the clown outfit? Did you hear about that kid? The sick guy in the clown outfit?
No, I missed that one.
Look online.
That's not dignified.
Is that a local story?
It was a national story. A twisted clown. I think he's been messing with children. Not helping the clown world. Kids are already afraid of him. After this story, they'll never go near him again.
I don't want to do anything. I want them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to pay me for doing it.
Hey, Vic, I'd like to switch topics because you mentioned Facebook earlier, and I would like the people listening to know that they are right now listening to the voice of the man who invented, and again, I learned this by following you on Facebook, they're listening to the voice of the man who invented the Frisbee.
The what? Yes, that's true.
Yeah, and I tell you, in all our conversations, that's never come up, and what I guess really hurts me, and I can't imagine how you feel, is here you are in this state of poverty, and yet you invented something that took this nation by storm, and you should be every bit as wealthy as the person who invented the hula hoop.
You have no idea. I once used to get on Craigslist, and I had a handle called Then Some.
Yeah, what was your handle?
Then Some.
Could you spell that?
THENSOME. And I invented anti-gravity and a gravity shield and a whole bunch of things, and I told these physicists from Harvard and this and that...
Jackasses.
...that the atom is not electrically neutral.
Morons.
That's right. If you had the balance in the atom in itself, then the outside, the periphery, electrons... Give it a slight negativity.
I see.
That takes a great big clump the size of the world before you notice the negativity, and then you can't measure it because of the long throw of the
thing,
the voltage measurement.
Yeah.
You can't measure it.
Sure, I know. But here's what you can measure: the amount of money made by Frisbee sales. And you invented something that should have you rolling in dough right now. How did you end up losing out on that money?
Well, I had this invention about 30 years ago. about sending music around the room, and I spent.
I'm talking right now about the Frisbee.
About the Frisbee?
Yep. Tell me how you invented that and how you failed to bring in the dollars that should have made you a wealthy man.
I was a child.
You were a child, and what happened? You invented it?
Yeah, well, I had this fellow that lived down the block from me named Donald Scott. And we had a potato chip factory in the neighborhood, and they used to throw away the tin cans that caustic soda came in.
Mm-hmm.
And they had lids.
Right.
And we discovered that the lids would sail through the air very well, and you could catch them.
I see.
Like passing a football or something.
I understand.
Only these were better than Frisbees because they were slower and heavier, and they were more fun to play with. Like I say in the webpage, and the Facebook, the dogs wouldn't like them, but they're, in other words, you need a little more weight than a Frisbee has.
Mm-hmm.
A Frisbee is long range and fast, but if you get the proper face-to-edge ratio on the lid, they float very well.
But here's a $64,000 question. You invent the Frisbee, but someone else ends up getting the money.
Oh, well, the invention's not only concerned with the idea, but the main thing is the promotion and the...
But did you ever think of suing?
No, I had a neighbor once who got a settlement from an injury, and this was about 30 years ago, about 10 years before the Frisbee came out formally. And I told him. I showed him how a tin can lid would work, and he didn't use any money to do that. I had other things to put my money on. Hmm. I like musical inventions.
Mabble dabble. I got that in my head. I'm going to have that in my head middle of the night.
Go to my Facebook page, and you'll see a blank movie.
You just took a movie of your desk. Yeah. Just of the desk. Right? Vic?
Yeah?
Yeah. Just of the desk. Well, I'll tell you, for folks who want to find Victor's... Facebook page, just Victor Sluder, Sluder, is all you need to know. And you can also, I like that YouTube video you have. It's under a different name. You don't call yourself Vic Sluder. You call yourself, what is it again, your name?
Oh, when I was at this bar and I sang this song, karaoke. Like,
yeah, what'd you call yourself?
I called myself Bob Legato.
Bob Legato. Yeah, Bob Legato.
Well, you're, I can do better than that.
Kind of your alter ego. Bob Legato would be rolling the dough right now in Vegas telling everybody he invented the Frisbee. Thanks, Victor.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.